Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, The Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter.
Hey, there you
hey.
Is.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. I was worried. I was wondering if you're going to make it.
No, I was just being quiet. I wanted to see if you'd freak out or not being alone.
You son of a bitch. You know, it's Friday before a three-day weekend, and you're messing.
Curled up like a baby.
You're horsing around over there. Haven't you see the sign that says no horseplay, you jerk?
That it just makes you do more horseplay.
That's
though,
true.
You know?
That's true. It's like at the pool, and it says no running.
No diving. I'm gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it. You son of a bitch! I'm gonna do it.
So anyway, you smash your face on the bottom of that pool, and you're like, oh yeah, that's why they say that.
I should have penciled.
That hurt.
We got to keep things moving here. It is time for your morning dump, Bart.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump are there, brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Yeah, pump it. This is kind of cool. According to a new survey, 58% of people say they've had some of the best moments of their lives in their car, and 50% said cars speak volumes about their personality.
In the back of my car.
That's what I'm saying. You know, like, don't get me wrong. I enjoy a good road trip, but let's be honest. Some of the best times were in the back seat there.
That's right.
Yeah. What is it about the back seat of a car? Just, it's romantic, you know? It's romantic.
No, it's really not, though. It is tight. Your knees don't fit anywhere. Maybe you, because you're a tiny little guy.
Oh, good for you.
You're probably giving barrel rolls back there.
Just because you never got laid in the back of your car, don't try and take it out on me, buddy boy, all right?
I had Civic. It was hard.
No one wanted to hop into your Civic with a fart can while you're blasting techno music. Yeah, all right, fine.
Your mom loved it.
Good for you. You know what? You're a real piece of trash. You're a real piece of trash. Hope your dong gets blown off this weekend by a firework, all right? And you won't be doing nothing in the back of the car.
Split hot dog.
Even to this day, there's still something every once in a while. I'm like, hey, Kiki, you want to go fool around in the back of the car? There's just something great about it.
So the cop knocks with his flashlight.
They take that, the back 36. Of the flashlight. Go home. 35. You guys have a house, right? Yeah, but, you know. Trying to spice things up a little bit, man. Yeah, come on. Get out of here. Beat it.
It was the Uncle Buck car, too, the one with the suspension.
Actually, one of the best cars I ever had for that was my old Oldsmobile 88. Dude, that was like a Holiday Inn in the back of that thing, man. It was nuts.
Top.
Yeah, fantastic. Good times. Oh, nice. Good times. So, anyway, get back in your cars. Have a little fun. We had nothing to do with having sex in the back of the car, but Hunter and I just made it that way because, you know, why not?
That's how the show goes.
Why the hell not? Might as well.
Welcome to it.
Lastly, this is crazy, dude. A company has installed cameras that force workers to smile to unlock doors.
Oh, boy.
All right?
Really?
This company, Canon, that makes printers. You know Canon, right?
Oh, yeah,
they make
Canon.
All that.
Yeah, cameras.
At their offices in China, they recently installed AI cameras that force employees to smile in order to open doors or book meetings. I'm not making this up. Dude.
You know what it's going to be? It's going to be that Arnold Schwarzenegger smile where you're like, does that fake smile? Where I'm not happy, but I'll fake it for a second.
Dude, this is some crazy stuff, man. This is some like Orson Welles 1984 craziness, man.
It's weird. You know what? Before this, they had to install suicide nets outside of their windows so people couldn't jump out and kill themselves because their job sucks so bad.
Look. You may not be happy at work, but damn it, you're going to fake it. You're going to fake it, buddy boy. Maybe if we force our employees to fake smile, they'll cheer up. This is nuts.
Dude, that's not good. That's not good for people. That's when you snap. That's why the country snapped a few times in its past.
Why do I just imagine like that kind of crazy, like wide-eyed smile that when you could tell when someone like has officially short-circuited their brain? Like that's it. They're done.
Yeah. It's like that old lady that just lost her brain. Her hair is all frayed out,
running around in a moo-moo. Just that's the look. That's the look, man.
That is.
Wow.
Lost a look, right?
All right. So what do we got? We got doing it in the back of our cars and forcing employees to smile. We've officially lost it. That is your morning dump, Bart. We're gonna be back.